You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Aloha, amigos. It's me, Fentanyl, the dragon. I am named after the product that my bosses, CCP, bring into your country. We will talk about fentanyl in a moment, but first the COVID hoax that I launched with your Bill Gates and, of course, Klaus Schwab on you a year ago. And now you see what happens. You are in fear to leave your home, and Marvis Marvin Hagler took shot and died. Just like your Hank Aaron, he said take a shot to protect other people. But now it's admitted it does not protect you from COVID. And Fauci, good. He says you still can't go out at the vaccine. You must social distance and stay close. And Canada say the same thing. EU say it, UK, Australia, because I design plan. That stands for stupid Americans. You collapse while China stay open. Make more billionaires and all welcome back. We control your government. We are collapsing your nation. Nothing can stand against us. And your people take our shots and die. Die, Americans. Die. CCP will rule you. And now that Biden has been in possession 2 months, he banned your border patrol. So the deadly poison fentanyl with 1 grain that can kill you is pouring in at 360% levels above Trump. Your tent cities are spreading too. And now your pregnant women fly combat missions and will have sex chains for your little boy. Now, finally this evening, it is important to agree with Brian Stelter that no one is allowed to have free speech like Tucker Carlson. He should be taken off the airwaves. And the Grammys, they do not need to wear masks while they teach you to throw Molotov cocktails at police. No. And you need to also understand that Swiss officials blame not taking vaccine for COVID, even though it admits that vaccines are causing mutations and spreading COVID. Good American, shut your mouth, take your shot and die. Cut your son's genitals off, tell your little girl they're a boy. China run you now, roll over and die. Hello, hi, we run your people, we run you too. So do what we say and we're gonna kill you too. I tell you again, I'll say it last time. InfoWars is not good. Bad InfoWars, bad InfoWars. Good Joe Biden.
Oh, no, I don't even know what this is. How did you get here?
I just caught you, American. You visited Bandai Video. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit Bandai Video or I have to hurt your eyes.
Kung flu.
It comes from China.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Harrison Smith. You're watching American Journal on band.video, infowars.com. Please do share out these links, share these videos. Today's program promises to be yet another edition of insanity in the West. I mean, just absolute chaos reigns. It's a rather troubling sight these days, the news headlines, and I'll do my best to power through them. With your help, of course, we'll be taking your phone calls and be welcoming Gerald Celente at the 10 o'clock hour, the founder director of Trends Research Institute and TrendsJournal.com. Very excited to talk to him about what we can look forward to in the very near future. Is there anything to look forward to? Is it all downhill from here, or is a great awakening happening in response to the insane claims by our media overlords? Is whiteness a pandemic? Is calling for genocide a bad thing? We'll answer these questions and more in today's edition of American Journal. Don't go anywhere.
I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents. of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh no, it's 3D chess, 5D chess, he's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on with global government and the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that that's real, they want somebody to come save them from it. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed, and now people are going to feel the sting and the pain, the energy cost, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity. Because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 18th of March, 2021. You're watching American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. Thanks so much for being here with us today. We will begin today, as we always do. Here it is, your daily dispatch. Here it is, your daily dispatch for the 18th of March, 2021. John Kerry caught flouting airline mask rule while flying first class. Joe Biden's climate envoy, John Kerry, violated CDC mandates by removing his mask almost immediately after boarding his first class flight from Boston to D.C. The former Secretary of State didn't even wait till the plane took off before removing his face covering in violation of both American Airlines policies and CDC mandates requiring masks on flights. Now, we've seen report after report of small autistic children with doctor's notes saying they should not be forced to wear masks. They get kicked off flights. Four-year-olds crying, having fits, incapable of wearing the mask. They get kicked off flights. Entire families booted off flights, but not our overlords, not the oligarchs, not the multimillionaires. To me, the most surprising thing about this entire story, the man's flying in not a private jet. A shocking change of pace for John Kerry, who boards his multiple private jets to fly around the world and tell us that we use too much carbon. Hypocrisy runs deep in our ruling class. He actually put out a Twitter statement saying, I only put it down for a second. I swear it was momentary. I always follow the rules. Bull crap. The man, like all of the people in the upper class, the upper crust, those who rule over us and dictate to us what our every freedom is, they get to do whatever the hell they want. Damn the consequences. This might be the most upsetting headline I've seen yet. A Norwegian journalist says, quote, I would love to die from the AstraZeneca vaccine if it helps others. A Norwegian journalist bizarrely claimed she would, quote, love to die from the AstraZeneca vaccine if it meant other people in Europe were not discouraged from taking it. The AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine has been temporarily pulled by numerous countries across Europe, including Spain, France, Portugal, Cyprus, Austria, Denmark, Slovenia, and Norway, due to reports of blood clotting and several deaths of people who took the jab. The statement was made in the headline of Lynn Week's article, in which translates as, I would love to die from the Zeneca vaccine. Some must be sacrificed in the war against the corona, she wrote. That's the way it is in all wars. This time it may well be me. She continues by saying, people get blood clots and die of cerebral hemorrhage every year. But even if it turns out that the AstraZeneca vaccine has caused blood clots or cerebral hemorrhage, I have no doubt if I get the offer, I will take it anyway. Because, sorry to say it so bluntly, someone has to sacrifice in order for the rest to be safe. We're in a suicide cult, folks. A forcibly inoculated against common sense, begging for death. Absolutely incredible. Unfortunately, Tanzania's COVID skeptic leader, Magufuli, dies after weeks of rumors about his death. Tanzania's leadership faced calls for a smooth secession on Thursday after President John Magufuli, Africa's most vehement coronavirus skeptic, died following an 18-day absence from public life that drew speculation about his health. This guy had been a true champion in the coronavirus skeptic world. Throughout the worldwide pandemic, he'd been an incredibly vocal critic of COVID restrictions and had refused to enforce lockdowns, social distancing, or mask wearing. He mocked countries spending money on mass testing programs, deeming them to be unnecessary, and as such, he flat refused to purchase vaccines as he saw them as a waste of money. A month ago, The Guardian ran a piece with the headline, "It's time for Africa to rein in Tanzania's anti-vaxxer president." 2 weeks later, Magufuli disappeared from the public eye. This was a guy who did things like tested Coca-Cola and limes and goats for coronavirus vaccine to prove that the test would say positive no matter what you fed into it. Putting a lie to the globalist justification for the lockdowns, he had to be done away with. And I, for one, am very suspicious of his death. Maybe it's just one of those oh-so-rare coincidences when somebody that is despised by the global elite just happens to disappear all of a sudden. More mask and coronavirus news here as NBC News says you should wear a face mask in the gym shower. That's right. NBC News reported on guidance from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention for Americans to wear masks and practice social distancing in gyms. The CDC highlighted a study of a gym in Chicago last summer. The study focused on 81 people who exercised at the gym facility. The study found COVID-19 cases were identified in 68% of the gym attendees. The NBC article says it's best to avoid showers if possible, since you can't get the masks wet. Otherwise, they lose their efficacy. If you need to shower at the gym, shower as quickly as possible and only remove your mask when your face and head is going to get wet. Otherwise, wear your mask in the shower, wear it while you're having sex, wear it in a box, wear it with a fox, wear it with a, oh God, oh no, I'm being canceled for saying Dr. Seuss rhymes. It's complicated, Dems say, as they snark at DeSantis for, quote, taking credit as maskless Florida booms, as Democrat lockdown governors Gavin Newsom and Andrew Cuomo struggle like drowning mice to lead their states out of, quote, science-based pandemic restrictions while embroiled in political scandals. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who notably did not lock down his state, is looking so good that even CNN hit pieces can't help but give him credit for a booming economy and low COVID numbers, even if they go so far as to call it a happy accident. Just a happy accident. Do not look at the man behind the curtain. Do not ask questions. Do not think for yourself. Simply obey. Here's a chance for our Irish-American friends to silently obey to their own demise. Infowars.com reports, Washington Examiner, Irish-Americans must sacrifice themselves in a war with China. Former CIA officer Kevin Carroll, who last month wrote a column for the Washington Examiner calling the Capitol protesters terrorists like Al-Qaeda, who must be ruthlessly hunted down. He has a new hit piece coming out for Irish-Americans to sacrifice themselves in a war with China. The opinion is Irish Americans are at their best when serving others. The U.S. may be called upon yet again to fight in the Pacific, this time against Chinese communists. We hope not, but if we must, Irish Americans will be there. That's right. If our overlords decide to get us into a war with China, it'll be Irish Americans who must sacrifice themselves. What a convenient way to get rid of the people that the globalists already hate when the globalists are in power and they at will can start a war to send us all to die. Hey, speaking of, reports of more American troops entering Syria. What is Biden doing, and does he know he's doing it? That's the headline from Gateway Pundit. A U.S. convoy of trucks is entering northern Syria, per reports from that country. Why is senile old Biden doing this, and why is he keeping it a secret? Does he even know that it's happening, or are the people really pulling the strings in his administration, getting America into a war for which we have no desire, no purpose, and nothing to look forward to? America Last seems to be the talking point and the guiding light of the Biden administration as Ford announces plans to move plant to Mexico 2 months after Biden enters the office. Ford went back on its 2019 promise to invest $900 million in the Avon Lake plant. Yeah, of course, well, you don't have Donald Trump in there anymore trying to make American companies build American. You have Joe Biden. So it'll be great. You know, it's the perfect concoction for the failure of America. You outsource all your jobs to Mexico, and then you bring in hundreds of thousands, millions of Mexicans into America to compete for the now absent jobs, to compete against the Americans who are no longer employed. Thank you, America. Thank you, Auto Workers of America Union, who endorsed Joe Biden and then screwed over your own workers. Well done. Well done. That's your Daily Dispatch.
Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all these are selling out except for BrainForce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the VasoBeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emmerich's essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emmerich's essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months, but despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered, because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A raising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wildcrafted, organic, and natural products you're going to find anywhere. Whether it's Natural Defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostaguard, or VasoBeats, these are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products that will help you and your family, and at the same time, fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're exterminists. They are a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory and are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God, and the noose is only going to tighten around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order. But at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of the human system as we know it. And on its ashes, a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it.
InfoWars.com. is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're going to continue with our daily dispatchers. There's a few more headlines I think you may need to be made aware of. Again, we return to this story. America Last. Ford announces plans to move plant to Mexico 2 months after Biden enters office. Ford promised back in 2019, back when we had a pro-America president, that they would invest $900 million in the Avon Lake plant. But then 2 months into President Joe Biden's tenure, they have now moved that plant to Mexico. Again, just a fantastic recipe for American success. Outsource all the manufacturing jobs to Mexico and then welcome millions of Mexican citizens into America to compete with the now jobless Americans in a increasingly thin jobs market. Border officials are now under a gag order and barred from speaking to the press amid an immigration crisis. Customs and Border Protection officials are reportedly under an unofficial gag order and barred from talking to the press amid a worsening situation at the border. Illegal immigrants continue to flood into the U.S., largely motivated by President Joe Biden's lax policies on border security and soft messaging from his administration. As the crisis continues to worsen, the Biden administration has barred Border Patrol officials from speaking to the press or allowing journalists to tour border facilities, according to NBC News. Such measures were never instituted to such an extent throughout the Trump administration. NBC reports Border Patrol officials have been told to deny all media requests for ride-alongs with agents along the southern land border. Local press officials or officers are instructed to send all information queries from local media to the press office in Washington for approval, and those responsible for cultivating data about the number of migrants in custody have been reminded not to share the information with anyone to prevent leaks, this according to officials. So there you go. Now we won't even know the truth about how many people are coming over because our media will be barred from observing it for themselves and having to rely exclusively on information coming out of Washington, which we know is always honest and trustworthy. Hey, speaking of Biden going back on his promise, oh yeah, by the way, the UAW, one of the largest unions in America who endorsed Joe Biden, is now furious that Joe Biden is allowing Ford to move its plant out of Ohio. Just another example of you get what you deserve. This is exactly what you voted for. Don't act surprised. Another one of these examples is the Keystone XL pipeline. 21 states are now suing Biden for revoking Keystone Pipeline XL permit, saying the power to regulate foreign and interstate commerce belongs to Congress, not the president. Oh, you poor innocent rubes. You think the Constitution has any power here? You think this is still America? You think the Congress actually cares about or is working for the American people? You poor suckers. You're pawns in their international game. You're expendable to them. Do you not understand this yet? 21 states, with Texas and Montana leading the charge, sued Joe Biden on Wednesday over his decision to revoke the Keystone XL pipeline. Joe Biden's first order of business was to kill tens of thousands of jobs. On his first day in office, he signed that executive order to kill the pipeline. A coalition of 21 states with Republican attorney generals filed a lawsuit against Biden and argued that revoking the cross-border permit is a, quote, regulation of interstate and international commerce that only Congress can make that decision. As if Congress wouldn't go right along with it. As if this decision was left up to Congress, the anti-American scumbags in those offices wouldn't gleefully go along with Joe Biden's plans as long as they got a little piece of the action in the meantime. Yeah, no longer will the horrible oil pipeline be pumping its sludge through America. No, now it'll be cut up into pieces. Those pipeline pieces will be fixed onto wheels and they will be trucked around in train cars. Well done. Well done, environmentalists. Just evil idiots. That's who we're being governed by. Hey, speaking of, Milwaukee judge and president of Drag Queen Story Hour group arrested, and you'll never guess what he was arrested for. Can you guess? I'll remind you again, he's the president of the Drag Queen Story Hour. Do you know what he was arrested for? Care to take a wild guess? Well, child pornography, of course. What else? What else would he be arrested with? Milwaukee judge who serves as the president of an LGBTQ plus foundation. Oh, I think we're figuring out what that plus stands for. In Wisconsin, was arrested and charged with 7 counts of possessing child pornography. On Tuesday, Brett Blom, an elected judge for Branch 5 of the Milwaukee County Circuit Court, is also the president and CEO of the Cream City Foundation. That's disgusting. The Cream City Foundation brags openly about organizing Drag Queen Story Hour events in Milwaukee on its website, sponsoring the practice in which impressionable youths are subjected to sexualized and cross-dressing drag queens. I feel like we have to make a note every time we mention drag queens, because the conflation is that people with severe mental illness, making them think that they are born in the wrong body and that they are in fact women when their bodies are males, entirely different than men who know that they're men. They have big beards. If you ask them if they're men or women, they'll say they're men. And yet they dress up like demon clowns in dresses for fun. These people don't think that they're women. So the conflation between transgenderism and drag queens is completely inaccurate. Drag queens are a fetish. That's all it is. These people don't think that they're women, so they dress up. They get sexually excited about looking like and acting like, I mean, I'm not going to say women. I don't want to insult women. They don't look like women. They look like demons. And they preach to young children. There it is. Milwaukee judge and president of Drag Queen Story Hour, our group arrested and charged with child pornography. So go let your child sit on his lap. Why don't you? You're a good little liberal, aren't you? What about this? 8-year-old social media star is dating a 13-year-old influencer with her mother's blessing. An 8-year-old Ukrainian social media star has revealed that she's dating a 13-year-old influencer with her mother's blessing. She has over 500,000 followers on Instagram. Many of them appear to be pretty open about being pedophiles. Never thought we'd get to this place in America, did we? Where pedophiles are just comfortable with being totally open about it. Look at that. Look at that. Isn't that a beautiful sight? 8-year-old girl, 13-year-old boy. Isn't this the America we want to live in? Or have we gone wildly off the rails somewhere in the recent past? And what is the answer to get back to where we were? Well, one person who knows is Alex Jones, but you won't be able to hear from him. Andrew Schultz posted this yesterday. YouTube pulled the Alex Jones episode. I don't know what people don't understand about this. It wasn't about what Alex Jones said in particular videos. It wasn't about him violating any rules. It's about his existence cannot be promoted on the internet. There is some pushback, mild though it may be, with Governor DeSantis announcing that Florida's curriculum will expressly exclude critical race theory. We'll show you that video a little bit later in the program. Also, this story, Trump's net worth dropped by $700 million during the presidency, making him the only president in recent times not to massively grow his fortune as a public servant, because he's not corrupt.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension, so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty and you're ugly, you're bad, because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe. Emirates Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all-natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. And then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Emirates Essentials, 50% off. And free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have BrainForce Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and blocket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I have a very interesting article to share with you here. From a group called the Very Smart Brothers. Questionable claim. It's by a guy named Damon Young. He is a opinion writer for the New York Times, believe it or not. And if you're paying attention, there's no reason not to believe this. He's also a senior editor of The Root, a writer at GQ magazine, and an author at Eco Books. He calls himself a professional black person. Here's the headline. Whiteness is a pandemic. Says, I don't have much to add here today that hasn't already been said. See, because we just understand this already. White people are a plague. White people have to be destroyed totally and entirely. They're calling for genocide in no uncertain terms. He says, whiteness is a public health crisis. It shortens life expectancies. It pollutes air. It constricts equilibrium. It devastates forests. It melts ice caps. It sparks and funds wars. It flattens dialects. It infests consciousness, and it kills people. That's right. I don't know how much more clear they can make it. All bad things are because white people. Did you stub your toe this morning getting out of bed? Girl, white people. Did black people attack Asian people? That's those white people again. Whiteness, white people, you, me. We are responsible for the climate changing. We're responsible for asteroids falling out of the sky. Responsible for volcanoes exploding. It's all us. We're just so powerful. This is what they're telling us. White people and people who are not white, my mom included, there will be people who die in 2050 because white supremacy induced decision from 1850. It's perpetual. It's forever. There's only one solution. And it's to kill all white people. A line can and should be drawn from the actions of the white supremacists who walked into three Atlanta area massage parlors yesterday and allegedly killed eight people, six of whom were of Asian descent, six of whom mattered, six of whom we care about. Isn't this amazing? So he killed white people as well. But you get that this is the way it's going, right? A criminal commits an act. If he's black, it's because he's suffering under a white supremacist society. And it's the white people's fault that black criminal is black. If he's white, that criminal is a white supremacist perpetuating white supremacy. It's very, well, I was going to say clever. It's not clever. It's not smart. It's not inspired in any way. It's dumb as hell, to be quite honest with you. But it's clever in the sense that it applies to any situation. Anything at all is white supremacy. Isn't it incredibly clever the way they do this? Six of whom were of Asian descent to the relentless anti-Asian rhetoric pollinating national discourse over the last year. All that relentless anti-Asian rhetoric. They're just making stuff up now. And this is the amazing thing. Even if you go to the most racist websites on the internet, if you spend all day on 4chan, there's not a lot of hate for Asian people. It really isn't. It just doesn't exist. People don't hate Asian people. It just anti-Asian hate, not a real thing. Not a real thing at all. The problem is that Asian people who are massively oppressed in America, just, you know, the same extent that black people or anybody else was in the, you know, far distant past before any of us were alive. And yet they're doing incredibly well now. And so, like Vice here notes, Asian Americans contribute to white supremacy. And so the race baiting, division sowing, mentally challenged psychopaths that are now running things are very scared that Asian people will recognize that they're being targeted for their race just like white people are. And this goes into the Yale lawsuits where basically they're saying there's too many Asians and we have to stop them from getting into class. And Asians are looking around going, well, wait, we have the same historic claims of oppression that any other minority does. Columbia, the separate graduation ceremonies. So essentially what they're trying to do is manufacture so-called anti-Asian discrimination, Asian lives matter, in an attempt to separate Asians from white people. Because they're like, well, we spent all this time basically claiming that Asians were white allies, but that's not good. We don't want that. Here you go. From Reason.com, school district decides Asians aren't students of color. Now, see, they're white because they're successful. And as we know, success is an aspect of white supremacy. Maybe we'll go over all the different aspects of white supremacy in just a little bit. I got a whole list. I've prepared a whole list. I think today is the day that we unveil that list. Let's continue, shall we? The relentless anti-Asian rhetoric pollinating national discourse over the last year. He just imagines. He just thinks this is happening with no evidence. But okay, yeah, sure, fine. Let's imagine that this is the case. The former president and the party of the former president can and should be blamed for this and the sudden increase of racist violence against Asian Americans. All those Trump supporters in California, in Oakland, attacking Asians. And this is the amazing thing. You have black people in Oakland who I'm going to discriminate a little bit here. I'm going to throw a blanket claim over a large population of people that I usually don't do, but I'm going to go ahead and say that the black people living in Oakland, by and large, not big fans of Donald Trump, not big fans of white people, not exactly contributing or supporting white supremacy. And yet, every time they commit an act of egregious violence against an Asian person, the media comes in and uses that attack to damage white people and white supremacy. Do you see the cover that they're being given? Do you see that they're actually being encouraged to commit violence against Asian people? Because the media is saying, if you commit violence against Asian people, we will use that violence to damage your enemies. Is this clear? So they're saying, I'm trying to think of how to put this in a metaphor or something, but I don't know. It's kind of hard to do it. It's like, it's just so obvious what's going on here. Black person attacks an Asian people. Media uses that attack to target white people. So if a black person dislikes white people, they know that they can attack an Asian person and that attack will be used to damage white people. Hello. In the same way that Antifa, if they attack a DNC headquarters, the media says, oh, it's these Republicans inspiring attacks against Democrats. Total cover. Just a blank check. Just go commit violence knowing that the media will attribute that violence to your enemies. So not only do you get to attack people that you see as your enemies, the media will then use that attack to destroy your other enemies. Wow, amazing, isn't it? See, black and Asian unity, attacks on elders spark reckoning with racism's roots. Isn't that amazing? Blacks attack Asians, and the headline is Black and Asian Unity. Incredible, isn't it? Here's the key point about this article, Whiteness is a Pandemic. He says, white supremacy is a virus. Like other viruses, will not die until there are no bodies left for it to infect, which means the only way to stop it is to locate it, isolate it, extract it, and kill it. I guess a vaccine could work too, but we've had 400 years to develop one, so I won't hold my breath. Again, when you read white supremacy, I mean white people. White people is a virus. The only way to stop it is to locate it, isolate it, extract it, and kill it. They're calling for genocide. Wake up.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
It's so hard for me when I'm cutting ads not get overly excited. People ask me all the time, they go, Jones, are you on cocaine? Are you on meth? How are you so excited? How do I not get excited about world government, forced masks, forced inoculations, open announcements that our country is going to be dissolved? I'm sorry. I'm a fighter. And I know many of you out there watching and listening are fighters as well. And so I'll just say this. I try to be calm. I try to be focused. I don't know what I'd do if I wasn't still on air right now. But I just really want to thank you for keeping us on air. Because you have to realize, when I tell you that you're the InfoWar, that's not me patting you on the head. You are 99% of the equation. So when you decide to spread the word, when you decide to buy the products, InfoWarsStore.com, when you decide to share the articles and videos we produce, it changes the world. So you are the InfoWar. Thank you so much for the fight. Thank you for all you've done. Now let's take action together and take down the globalist.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalists, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back to American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. One of the major topics on discussion these days is whiteness, white supremacy, why white people must and will be destroyed for their transgressions. Sorry, for other people's transgressions. So the question arises, what is whiteness? What is white supremacy? I've done my best to compile a list of some recent revelations, things you might not even have realized were white supremacy. Of course, last year, the venerable establishment, the Smithsonian, the great harbor of scientific research in America, they came out with a wonderful list. It's rather complete. Things like individualism, things like politeness, hard work, Christianity, wealth, planning for the future. These are all aspects of white supremacy. We know, thanks to the Smithsonian, justice itself is white supremacy. Competition, being number one, is white supremacy. Holidays are white supremacy. Beauty, aesthetics. These are all white supremacy, okay? So if you don't want to contribute to white supremacy, just be an ugly loser, a failure, incapable of making decisions on your own or achieving any sense of justice. These are all aspects of white supremacy. But recently, there have been a whole new rash of things we didn't even know were white supremacy. I'd like to expose them here to you now. One thing you might not have realized was white supremacy, the Senate filibuster. That's right, the Senate filibuster is another monument to white supremacy. This, according to The Atlantic, the Senate filibuster is another monument to white supremacy. They say, tear it down. This from June 27th, 2020. Moving on, according to an anti-racist activist, they make the claim that being nice is now a tool of white supremacy. That's according to the social justice group profiled in National File. Being nice, a tool of white supremacy. Who knew? Acronyms are now a symptom of white supremacy. As ABC7 asks, are acronyms a symptom of white supremacy culture? SFUSD makes another disputable decision. Well, I have to question their use of an acronym in this headline. I guess ABC7 just bunch of white supremacists. First, the San Francisco School Board decided to rename 44 schools because they're named after people with ties to racism or slavery. Now the arts department has taken a bold move by changing its name, VAPA, because they say, quote, acronyms are a symptom of white supremacy culture. Okay. But it's not just acronyms, not just language. As Fox News notes, Professor Rochelle Gutierrez says, the ability to solve algebra and geometry perpetuates white privilege. That's right. White privilege bolstered by teaching math. That's according to this university professor. Now, what about Americans attempting to enjoy other people's culture? You've guessed it. That's white supremacy. Americans who practice yoga, quote, contribute to white supremacy, claims Michigan State University professor. That's not all, folks. One of the most pernicious aspects of white supremacy that may have been happening right under your nose without you knowing it, Newspunch reports, being kind to dogs is racist. That's according to a university professor. Treating dogs humanely is racist, according to leftist university professor Katja Gunther. Being nice to dogs, an aspect of white supremacy. Perhaps that's because your dog itself might be racist. You have to figure out whether that's true or not. Quartz, the publication, has the headline, What to Do If Your Dog Seems Racist? With the subtitle, Dogs Can't Hold Racist Beliefs, But They Can Act Like They Do, Which Is Just As Bad. Of course, we know this very recently. Thank goodness our university elites, our intellectuals have revealed Dr. Seuss is a racist and a white supremacist. The Virginia school system cancels Dr. Seuss, citing racial undertones in writings. That's a report as Loudoun County Public Schools claims Dr. Seuss's books contain racial undertones. And as we discussed yesterday, if parents disagree with this, they will be put on a list and their lives may very well be destroyed for it. But folks, it starts early, and this is why we have to target Dr. Seuss for his racism. NBC News, one of the premier news outlets in America, reports that children begin forming racial biases as early as 3 years old, and those prejudices are fixed by age 7, according to a study. By 10 years old, children were exhibiting adult levels of racial bias, the research found. Children are, in fact, white supremacist racists. Folks, you thought it was bad that 3 years old? 3 year olds have prejudice? 3 year olds are biased and racist? Well, it gets even worse. Your 3 month old might be racist. The Department of Education is here to help. That's a headline from Daily Wire. The bad news is your 3 month old precious bundle of joy just might be a racist. On the upside, Arizona's Department of Education is offering an equity toolkit to help you tamp down their racism. Bad baby, stop being a racist. Arizona teaching materials suggest babies need anti-racism guidance. They're still poofing in their pants, incapable of feeding themselves, but they're still racist. Thank you, Newsweek, for letting us know. And another interesting trend, everything the Democrats are against happens also to be racist. California reopening plan, quote, propagates racism, this according to an LA teachers union. But it makes sense, doesn't it? As we know from Jamal Bowman, U.S. House candidate in the New York district, says that standardized testing is a pillar of systemic racism. Math, standardized testing, acronyms, babies, dogs, these are all white supremacy, people. What do you not understand? Of course, they're going after even our most venerated icons here in America as a popular leftist blog takes aim at Dolly Parton because, quote, the idea of whiteness underlies her image. Dolly Parton now, one of the most beloved individuals in the world, white supremacy. Bet you didn't know that. La Mesa Spring Valley School Board members compares reopening schools to slavery and, quote, a very white supremacist ideology, said Board VP Chadra Bell Fontenot. Other member mentions that 70 to 80% of families with students want to return to school. 70 to 80% of families are white supremacist racists. Here's one that you may have overlooked, folks, but My God, this is dangerous and of the utmost importance. A drained swimming pool shows how racism harms white people too. Empty swimming pools are, in fact, white supremacy. You know what else is? The Electoral College. The Electoral College is racist. How to kill it without a constitutional amendment. This, according to Mother Jones. Folks, it's really our children that are most affected. SpongeBob SquarePants is, quote, violent racist and whitewashes U.S. history. This, according to a university professor. It's not just SpongeBob SquarePants that is the terror of minorities the world over. Also, horrible white supremacy propaganda, really. Disney Plus puts content advisories notices on Dumbo, Peter Pan, the Aristocats, and Swiss Family Robinson for, quote, negative depictions and or mistreatment of peoples and cultures. Children's accounts will no longer be able to stream these films, which is unfortunate because, as we know, kids love racism. And yet you're denying them access to this racist material, like the Aristocats. Doesn't it feel good to be a cat? Maybe a white cat, you racist. So, again, just so we're clear, so we're perfectly clear, as this New York Times contributor notes that whiteness is a pandemic and it's a virus that will only stop when there are no more bodies left for whiteness to infect. It's very good to know exactly what whiteness is and what white supremacy is. So just to reiterate here, these are the aspects of white supremacy: the Senate filibuster, being nice, acronyms, math, yoga, being kind to dogs, Dr. Seuss, three-year-olds, three-month-olds, babies, reopening schools, standardized tests, Dolly Parton, empty swimming pools, the Electoral College, SpongeBob SquarePants, and Disney classics. Okay? So just be careful that you're not perpetuating the virus of white supremacy by being nice, by doing math, by using acronyms. You're basically Hitler. Like, you're a Nazi if you dare to do any of these things. And of course, you have to stick to that Smithsonian guide that tells you that justice, family, hard work, independence, liberty, these are all aspects of white supremacy. You and your baby, the moment it's born, are a virus that must be eradicated from this earth. Thank you, intellectuals and our media class, for telling us that we must be destroyed.
Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here that is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon.
Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all of these are selling out except for BrainForce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the VasoBeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emmerich's essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emmerich's essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months, but despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. American Journal, second hour. I will be going to your phone calls this hour. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. You know, I know I missed some aspects of white supremacy. I know some slipped through the cracks there. If you have any advice for me, any other things that are white supremacy and racism that I may have missed, I'd love for you to call in and let me know. Or any comments about what we're talking about here. It's just insanity piled on insanity. And, of course, a lot of this is being codified and legitimized through, I mean, basically every headline I read there was like, professor says, right? Academic reports, journalist quote, you know, it's this certain class of people. Oh, milk, and I forgot milk was racist, obviously. You know, most of the examples I read are from like this year. Like I really just started making this list. And just any time I saw that something was white supremacy, I just copy and paste it. Most of these are like from the last like 3 months. But yeah, shoot, milk is racist. Math is racist. Empty swimming pools. It's all racist, folks. And of course, this is, like I said, being codified, being legitimized, being, spread by the authorities in power through things like critical race theory. Luckily, and it may be too late for this, but finally, and at this very late hour, people like Ron DeSantis and other people recognizing what's going on are standing up against critical race theory. Here's a speech from Ron DeSantis about the his latest move in Florida, essentially explicitly excluding critical race theory from their school's curriculum. Here he is, Ron DeSantis.
Florida civics curriculum will incorporate foundational concepts with the best materials, and it will expressly exclude unsanctioned narratives like critical race theory and other unsubstantiated theories. Let me be clear, there's no room in our classrooms for things like critical race theory. Teaching kids to hate their country and to hate each other is not worth one red cent of taxpayer money. So we will invest in actual, solid, true curriculum, and we will be a leader in the development and in implementation of a world-class civics education.
There you go. Governor DeSantis announces Florida curriculum will expressly exclude critical race theory. He still dares not mention the term white people. We can't include things to teach that teach people to hate their country and hate each other. That's true, but that's not what critical race theory is it? It's teaching them to hate white people. That's what it is. But he won't say that. Nobody will say that, right? It's evil to defend white people, and even our most stalwart defenders in the conservative movement are afraid to say that. It's really incredible. It really is incredible. All white people are racist. I like the Pepe the Frog photoshopped on that woman's stomach. Diversity, intersectionality, minorities, equality/equity, people of color, safe space, white privilege, capitalism. Oh, she almost forgot to put racism in there. Very important topics to be discussed. Now pay her. Now give her money. PayPal me. Immediately. incredible. Just incredible stuff. I don't even know what to say anymore. It's like, you know, I'd love not to talk about this. I'd love to talk about all the other stuff. I'd love to talk about the fact that we're going to war in Syria, that we're setting up war in China, that the president of Tanzania, who's the only anti-vax leader in the world, happens to die. All of the sudden, very mysteriously, all of this very interesting stuff. It's like, I don't care about race, except the scumbags in charge make everything about race. So I guess we have to talk about it. I guess it's just what we have to do, because I'm not a coward who hates myself.
Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists, and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Infowars.com, band.video. Remember, you support everything that we do here by going to InfowarsStore.com. And I'm not even sure, guys, can you bring up the store homepage? Because the current sale is on its last legs, and it may not live out the show time here. Okay, so it looks like we're still on this sale, back in stock. BrainForce Plus, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. And Down and Out, 40% off, plus $10 off an InfoWars privacy patch with, I believe, a privacy pouch, rather. Yeah, free shipping on BrainForce Plus, free shipping on Down and Out, free shipping on Survival Shield X2, and Super Male Vitality, which is 40% off. Now, this sale will be over in just a few hours. By the end of the day, you will not be able to get these discounts on these products. It'll be something else. So if you want to get 50% off Ultra 12, 40% off Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off Knockout Sleep Support, if you want free shipping on all of these products across the board, you're going to have to take advantage as soon as possible, because by the time this show is over, it may be too late to take advantage of these incredible sales. Down and Out is one of our newest products. BrainForce Plus, one of our most popular products, and yet they're all on sale right now and for a very, very limited time. So if you want to take advantage of this mega sale, you've got to do it ASAP, as soon as possible. BrainForce Plus, of course, one of our best products. I think I need some BrainForce Plus this morning. If I'm moving a little slow today, okay, please forgive me. I have not had my BrainForce Plus. I haven't had my Turbo Force. And I do have a three-week baby at my house. I can hardly even form words. But I'm here at my station, like the soldier that I am, here doing battle against the lies, disinformation of the mainstream media. I will be welcoming Gerald Celente in the third hour. And he always gets my energy up. He's always a good cheerleader and a booster of the energy on this program. So I can't wait to welcome him in the third hour. But for this hour, I have to make up for my failure last hour. I ranted the whole time and I didn't go to your calls once, and I will rectify that right now. I'll go to Matt in Pennsylvania. Thanks so much for calling in, Matt. You're on the air.
Harrison, you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hey, real quick, you just mentioned being a dad, and I wonder if you noticed this phenomenon of the minute you have kids, you might be dedicated before to this kind of cause, but you really start to double down. Did you notice that? Like, the minute you have a child, everything just becomes worth so much more. You know, you really start caring about the future, and it makes such a difference, I think. Not that you weren't dedicated before, but.
No. To me, it happened as soon as I learned that my wife was pregnant. I mean, it didn't even take the 9 months until he was actually born. It was like the minute I knew that a kid was on the way, my creative output, my professional output just like skyrocketed.
Yeah.
Suddenly I just like, I didn't even want to like play video games. I didn't want to do anything else. It was like, no, I have, especially with it was like, because then you have a time frame. It's like you learn your wife is pregnant and you're like, all right, I have 8.5 months before the baby's here. What do I have to do? And it's just like you start knocking things off the list.
Yeah.
The last 3 months of my life have been the most insane amount of change. The show started. I had a kid. I bought a car for the first time. We redid our house. I mean, yeah, it's been incredible. It's a very powerful motivator. I don't think I need to tell any other parents out there, but yeah, absolutely, Matt.
It sure is. So quick, I got a quick plug, an idea for you, and then somewhat of a favor here. So my plug is, I live out in a rural area, and you know, you always think you got that well water, you got that spring water, you're perfectly safe. I started looking into this. You might be worse off out in the rural areas. The amount of pesticides and herbicides that leach into the wells, even though it's in a well, it gets down there. I did the research. So I got your guys' filter. So I feel great about that. And on top of that, our water used to have like an irony taste to it.
Right.
The filter completely got rid of that as an added bonus. So,
So
I'm just saying, just because you live in a rural area, don't think you don't need it.
No, you're exactly right. You may need it more, especially if, like, you know, and there are certain crops that require, or they don't really require it, but that more pesticides are used on. So, you know, certain places there's more soybeans and you need a filter for that reason. Other places, you know, atrazine is used quite heavily.
Yeah.
And you're going to need, the filter for that. The Elixpure Pro water filtration system back for the first time in months, and it's $50 off right now. And, yeah, you do. I mean, it's not like something that, like, okay, you're drinking water before, you drink water after, and, you know, you just use the filter because you think it might do something. No, you taste the difference. You can tell the difference.
Yep. And then quick idea for you guys on the store. I know, Owen and Alex, and I don't think you yet, hopefully not ever, but you guys have legal troubles. I know myself, and I'm sure almost everyone else, if you guys at the checkout just added, donate $5 to the legal campaign in addition to buying products, people would do it. You know what I mean? So that way you don't necessarily have to put all your funding towards your own legal defense. People will give you that little bit extra. I'm certain of it.
It's good. Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah, but so now the main point here, and a kind of a favor. I want you guys. This is something I've been thinking for the past few weeks, and if you don't mind, look into it. If you agree with me, maybe you and Owen and Alex can all start kind of plugging this more on your show. I am now 100% convinced that the pandemic is the vaccine. I think in terms of their plan all along, like, you know, they had all these outcome of how many people are going to die. How did you know how many people are going to die for a virus that is totally novel and new? However, the vaccines, they've been working on those for years, right? You know what I mean? There's no incidence of added death really from the virus. It's the supposed virus itself, but now that people are getting vaccine, they're dropping like flies. And I think the problem that happened was they couldn't get it rolled out quick enough to the entire world at once, which was what they were really pushing to do. And because it kind of got slowed up, people started seeing these effects. I think they wanted everyone to get this thing right off the bat before this had a chance to see effects, and then they would have got the numbers that they wanted in terms of death, sterility, you know, all that kind of thing. And so, you know, I think that's – I honestly believe that, and the bigger problem, I think, is it didn't work for them, so I have a strong feeling they're going to do it again, and I think one of the things they're going to try to do is amp up the fear factor on this, and I've been doing reading a lot of books, official ones, written by doctors and stuff like that, just finishing up one that's 800 pages, it's great, but anyway, a lot of these historic diseases, these ones that are deemed being massively devastating, there's actually strong evidence that they're not from viruses and germs. A good example would be polio. People think, you know, they freaked out of polio. The whole entire country got vaccinated of polio. There's a really, really strong link between polio and DDT, the pesticide DDT. And if you can look that up, further evidence on that is that in India, they started using those kinds of chemicals. And now in India, they currently have polio, except they're not allowed to call it polio. Doctors are required to call it, I forget what it is, it's a different name, but if you look up that disease, it says clinically this is indistinguishable from polio, but it's not that. So, and the same is true for smallpox, the same is true for the flu of 1911. There's very, very strong evidence that these were not actually caused by viruses. And so I just want to get that out there, and if you guys want to look into that a little bit, see what you think, that way, you know, get the word out to people, because people are going to hear smallpox and they're going to panic, and they're going to say, shit, you know what I mean? We know what this thing does. But maybe, you know, maybe you don't know what it does, is my point. And so I kind of want to get the word out before they have a chance to do their next fear-mongering campaign and potentially devastate the world.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think you have a good point. We have to look into that sort of stuff. I think it's a really good point that you bring up that the vaccine was always the point, right? The vaccine was always the end goal. You know, it's like, you know, you can just imagine if there's like a big corporation that really wants a piece of land, and like they always want that land. They're always scheming to get that land. And then all of a sudden something happens that like, oh, they've discovered, you know, an endangered species, and now they have to sell the land to the corporation. It's like, oh, is it just a coincidence that they've always wanted the vaccines, and that here comes a disease that allows them to create the mandated vaccines? Is it just a coincidence, or was this the plan all along? The answer is obvious.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered, because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A raising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wildcrafted, organic, and natural product you're going to find anywhere. Whether it's natural defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostagard, or Vasobeats, these are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products that will help you and your family, and at the same time, fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com. Gimerick's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the 3 essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. And then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrix Essentials, 50% off. And free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Brain Force Plus Nootropic back in stock. is 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Right, welcome back, folks, to American Journal. Let's go directly out to your phone calls. We have Stephen in Florida who wants to talk about the vaccines. Thank you so much for calling in, Stephen. You are on the air.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Harrison. I want to plug, first of all, I got the down and out. I'm calling it down for the count because I'm telling you, that stuff works great. The second night I took it, I slept 9 hours, and I mean, it was good, sound sleep. So that stuff really does work.
Fantastic. Good to hear.
Yes, sir. Yeah. What I wanted to talk about is I just had a conversation a little while ago with a good friend of mine named Elaine, who's an older woman. She's in her 80s up in New York State where I'm from. And I feel horrible inside right now. I'm really distressed because of what she told me. This is in relation to the COVID vaccine. Now, I called her, and I've talked to her a lot over the last several months because of what was going on politically and talking to her about, you know, the Trump campaign and how they were stealing the election. And, of course, you know, I'm not a fan of Q, so the short of this is that she, when I tried to tell her the information I had, like, for instance, the video that you guys have now posted about Dr. Stephen Hotze there in Katy, Texas, just outside of Houston. And I'm real familiar with Dr. Hotze. I used to listen to him all the time when I was there in Florida and KSEV. He's a great man. He's a Christian, and he's doing a great service. But this 17-minute video he put out showing that this is not a vaccine, that it is a kill shot, gene therapy, and all the things he goes into. And, of course, he had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny a couple weeks ago that did the interview with Alex, bombshell. So I told her I wanted to send her some of this information, but she shut me down with, but you told me all this stuff about Trump, and it didn't happen. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, where's God in all this? I said, well, the word of God is in all this is that we need to trust him, but we also need to be wise and prudent and make sure that what we're believing is not something deceptive that's ultimately going to lead to our demise. You know, this is the kind of thing I'm trying to harm us, to kill us. And I asked her, because she then told me, I took the two shots. And I said, well, I'm sorry to hear that, because I'm going to tell you something. I know five people now personally who have taken this, and they're all Christians, and it distresses me because I'm probably not going to see these people around much longer now, and that really grieves me because of all the things I'm hearing. Look at Marvelous Marvin Hagler. I tried to tell her about him, the boxer, and then Larry King and Hank Aaron. Okay, but I told her, I want to send you this the video from Dr. Hotze, and I was going to send her Dr. Tenpenny. I'm still going to send this to her. But the thing is, she shut me down because, well, you know, you told me about this, you know, with Trump, and, you know, the Bible says we're not supposed to live in fear. We're supposed to trust God. Well, here's my thing about this. This is what I tried to let her know, Harrison. And I want to tie this in with you're talking about the white racist thing. Here's all these people trusting these authorities, quote unquote, saying, oh, yeah, white people are inherently racist, blah, blah, blah. And it's interesting. The same people telling them that are the same, by the way, white racist people who believe in eugenics, like Darwinian evolution. When you study that, it's really racist. But the same people are the ones pushing the whole COVID scamdemic that wants to kill all of us. And so the thing is that in Proverbs 22:3, it says a prudent man, that means a wise, understanding, knowledgeable person who has factual information, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. But the simple pass on, meaning those who are ignorant and uninformed and are punished. And so what I told this friend of mine, I said, look, I understand about trusting God, but you can't go out on I-4 here or where you guys are, I-35, and blindfolded playing in traffic and say, well, I'm just going to trust God. Mm. And I gave her the example where Jesus, when he was tempted by Satan three times, the second temptation took him to the top, the pinnacle of the temple, and said, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from here. Because, and then he quoted from Psalm 91, he'll give his angels charge over thee. So in other words, just trust God. Go ahead and jump, because God's in control. And this is what this woman told me today. But you know what? You can't put sugar or salt in your gas tank, and you can't fill your mouth with all kinds of junk that's genetically modified and all kinds of cancer-causing additives, and then say, when you get diagnosed with cancer, well, I'm just going to trust God. It doesn't work like that. We have to use the brain God gave us and think. And I told her, do your own research. And I asked her, where did you get that information from to take the vaccine? Well, my sons. And I said, and here she's telling me, I don't trust the information you're giving. And I said, well, where did your sons get the information from to convince you that? Well, I don't know.
Mm.
So see, this is the thing. Because of all the so-called authorities out there and the MSM and everything else, instead of people doing their own research, and I told her, I said, yeah, okay, I was wrong with the situation with Trump. He did win the election, but he's not here anymore. But don't discount what I'm trying to tell you now just because I was wrong on that point. But she hung up on me, mm-hmm. and it distresses me. Because now I'm going to make a prediction, and I'm not a prophet or anything like that. We have not, like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny said, we have not yet begun to see the ramifications and the consequences of this vaccine. And I believe by summer, you're going to start seeing people dead in the tens of thousands, and then eventually, before the end of the year, the millions here in America, because they went along with this agenda. Yes, I'm trusting in God, and because of that, I'm going to do my own research, and I'm not going to purposely put myself in harm's way and then expect God to get me out of it.
Right, yeah, yeah, very, very good point. Very good analogies or metaphors that you're bringing up there. And, you know, I love the point that you're saying that, you know, here are people that are telling you you're evil, you know, you should be, you know, whiteness is a pandemic, whiteness is a disease. Oh, but we're here to help you, and we're going to save you. With the vaccine, it's like, okay, on one hand, you're telling me that you hate me and want my children to die, and then you're going to provide me with a vaccine to cure me. It makes no sense. Why would I believe you in this case? Yeah, you should put your trust in God, not in. I mean, the amazing thing is, it's like Biden had a statement during his speech about the virus rollout, where it was like, why should you trust the vaccine? Because Fauci told us to call it that. You know, Alex Jones for a long time has called these people the priest class, and that's exactly what they are. I mean, they're mm-hmm. treating Fauci like a saint. They're treating, you know, scientists like they're prophets of God, where it's just like, you know, this vaccine is a gift from heaven, and it has been bestowed upon us by the Saint Fauci. He's a bureaucratic nobody. He's somebody who's, you know, the highest paid government employee in all of America. And he changes his mind on a whim, says whatever the hell the pharmaceutical companies want him to say. And yet they're treating this as if his every word is, worthy of sainthood. I mean, they have interviews with people on CNN with Fauci's picture behind them up on the wall framed as if, you know, literally it's an icon from, an Orthodox church. I mean, they worship humans. They worship these people who have given no reason why they should be worthy of worship. In fact, they're wrong constantly. They're, you know, they advocate for your destruction. And, you know, this line from the Whiteness is a Pandemic article where they say, you know, we could have a vaccine for whiteness. You know, that would work as well. You don't think the people in power, understand that you can disable parts of your brain that makes you less faithful, and they think your faith is a bad thing, and they think for your own benefit, you know, they can't tell you or else you'll resist it, but for your benefit, they'll poison you with this. Of course they would.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all of these are selling out except for BrainForce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the VasoBeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emrex Essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emrex Essentials line is close to selling out, more coming in a few months, but despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. Just going over some more of these headlines. It's just like everything from every direction is just like BuzzFeed. White supremacists plastered the U.S. with more physical propaganda than ever in 2020. Nine questions for Tony Blinken. Anthony Blinken, the new foreign policy leader there, U.S. Secretary of State, spent 2 months talking to people from foreign counterparts and House members, even the occasional journalist. Just ask you, white supremacy, domestic terrorism. Office of Director of National Intelligence has released an assessment of violent of domestic violent extremism. It's all white supremacy, white supremacy, white supremacy. And then, meanwhile, you have headlines just like, whiteness is a disease and must be eradicated. It's like, Jesus Christ, never heard anything that hateful or despicable in the other way. And folks, this isn't just happening on a national level. It's probably happening in a town near you. Reparations planning for Austin African Americans. $500 million now being planned on being essentially stolen from the white taxpayers and given to black people for reparations. And that's just the beginning. Just the very beginning. And they plan on using some of that $500 million to figure out how much more money they need to have. Rapper Nook Turner demanded the city pay black Austinites a minimum of $500 million over the next decade, but that would just be the start. City manager study, which the council approved on Thursday, would form the basis for further payouts. Our initial 10-year ask is $500 million. So it's just literally just a shakedown. It's literally just like, give black people money. Now. So once the city manager lets us know how much they actually owe us, then we can sit down in the next 10-year period and figure out how they're going to give us the rest of the money. They need to give us what they owe us. Throughout Turner's speech, another attendee at the rally periodically interjected, shouting, "Where's our money? Where's our money? Is it in your pocket? Because they'll get it." Turner outlined a plan for a black restitution fund and a black embassy that would disperse the funds. He said that he sent a draft of the plan to Mayor Adler and scheduled a meeting with him in Harper, Madison. The March 4th resolution evidently represents the culmination of that dialogue. Another activist group, the Austin Justice Coalition, issued a call for action the day before the council meeting, calling on supporters to dial in and show their support. "I support giving me money." The Black Austin Coalition. The city manager is directed to return to the council with a planning scope process and funding recommendations for how to accomplish this. This is what the mayor of Austin said. So there you go. They've already massively upped my taxes. I'm a homeowner here in Austin. And because of the useless train, projects that they're dealing with now in Austin, my taxes are going to skyrocket in the very near future. And now portions of that tax revenue from me will be taken and given to basically a black mafia to distribute to whoever they decide, because they've shaken down the government of Austin. Quincy Dunlap, president and CEO of the Austin Area Urban League, said this is an opportunity for us to strategically invest in the community to show a closing of the gap, a bridging of the divide, and an opportunity to build and move forward. It's an opportunity to invest in the evolution of the black community. Oh, it's an opportunity. Oh, it's a gift for us. Oh, thank you. Thank you for taking my money and giving it to people that don't deserve it. Wow. Oh, it's thank you. Oh, so appreciate that. Other speakers favored a more traditional concept of reparations. Mimi Stiles said, "It doesn't take a research study to know that black people deserve a check." No, I don't think you need a study to say that black people deserve a check. I don't know what type of study would tell you that. An equitable retribution for the century-long tragedy placed upon our lives. Take a look at what Evanston, Illinois just did. They're the first city to really pay their citizens over $25,000 apiece with a $10 million package. I just urge you to get in line with cities like that one that are finally taking the necessary steps to pay back the people they've wronged. People that were born into the most free and fair society on earth. I mean, it's not anymore. Like, we're not free anymore. You can't express things freely anymore. You can't even exist on the internet anymore. I mean, we're not free. America has been completely captured and totally controlled. If I don't want my money just going to some black gangster to give out to his friends, which apparently seems to be the plan here. What can I do? Should I just not pay taxes? Good luck. They will haul me away. They'll throw me into jail. I don't have an option here. I'm not free to invest where I want to invest. I'm not free to dispense the money that I earn to the things that I support. No, it's being stolen from me and given to people who hate me, despise me, and want to destroy me. Okay. This is how it is. Tiffany Washington, who identified herself as the only black farmer in Austin, said, I'm against number 67 because it does not have a budget to pay us right now. They say we have cultural centers like Six Square. We have the Carver Museum. We have the African American Heritage Resource Center. There are so many resources here already. We need to be paid. And I'm asking if the Austin of City pays us. Well, what type of statement is this? There's like, oh, we already have so many resources. Like, there's so many things that are specifically just for black people in Austin. And the fact is, now we just need to be paid directly. Okay. Kyle Harmon said, simply accepting responsibility is hollow if not paired with reparations, abolition, and cultural investment. Abolition. Do these people think it's the 1800s? They're advocating abolition in 2021. Okay. Simply accept there's no solution but earnestly heeding the demands of black, indigenous, queer, and disabled folks. Anything less is an intentional continuance of violence. Let me read this one again. Kyle Harmon, you scumbag, you absolute snake oil salesman. Simply accepting responsibility is hollow if not paired with reparations, abolition, and cultural investment. There's no solution but earnestly heeding the demands. Earnestly heeding the demands. I'm going to break your leg if you don't give me money. Will you earnestly heed that demand? Are you earnest in your heeding of it? There's no solution but earnestly heeding the demands of black, indigenous, queer, and disabled folks. Can't forget the gays and the disabled folks. They've also apparently need to be abolitionized, whatever the hell this means. I mean, it's these people that are just like, man, if we just throw in enough social justice warrior buzzwords and just demand money, then the people in power will rob their constituents to give us money because it makes them feel good. This article is like these clashing perspectives. It's like one perspective is that we should take the money from the white people and put it into programs for black people. And the other perspective is we should take the money from the white people and just give it directly to the white people or to the black people. It's a clash. It's a clash in perspectives. Really, it's just incredible. So, you know, it's happening on a federal level, but it's also happening on a local level. And if you think that this is ridiculous extortion to pay people who have never actually suffered under racism, too bad. It's coming out of your taxes. Try not to pay for those, and they'll jail you for years. Welcome to...
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now.
Super Male Vitality
at InfoWarsStore.com.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest that's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, down and out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and out, InfoWarsStore.com. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. Emmerich's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the 3 essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. Then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Emmerich's Essentials, 50% off. And free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Brain Force Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's American Journal here on InfoWars.com, band.video. I have the information for the new sale just breaking here, mega blowout sale, 50% off plus free shipping on top-selling products. Now, there's new products that were not on sale previously, Prostaguard, Vasobeats, Alpha Power, as well as almost the entire line of Dr. Jones's Naturals, Dr. Jones's Activated Charcoal Toothpaste, the Activated Charcoal Mouthwash, the Extra Strength Cavachil, as well as the Regular Strength Cavachil, and all Emmerich's Essentials are now 50% off. This is a brand new sale. Of course, Brain Force Plus is also 50% off, one of our top-selling products that's now back in stock. Make sure to go now to be one of the first to take advantage of this 50% off sale. We've had to end the store-wide free shipping and the previous discounts, the InfoWars Essential Sale, but we're glad to introduce a new Mega Blowout Sale. You can save 50% off plus free shipping with these select items. So free shipping is no longer across the board, but you will get free shipping with these select items. Brain Force Plus, Prostaguard, Vasobeats, Alpha Power, Dr. Jones's Activated Charcoal Toothpaste, the Charcoal Mouthwash, the Extra Strength Cavachil, the Regular Strength Cavachil, and all of Emmerich's Essentials line of toiletries and other really fantastic products. Really, I think we don't talk about those enough. I really like the Emmerich's Essentials products. Those were great. I remember when those came out and we were making the commercials for them, so I got a couple samples of them, and really top-notch products, and 50% off the charcoal toothpaste as well. The charcoal toothpaste will shock you because you spit out the toothpaste into the sink and it's all black. And it's just this dark, dark black. But that's the activated charcoal, which is like a secret ingredient that now more dental companies are starting to become aware of and use in their own products. But we've got some of the best here at InfoWarsStore.com. You support everything that we do here. Go spend your money at InfoWarsStore.com before it's taken from you to pay for reparations for something you never did to people who never suffered. You can either go to InfoWarsStore.com and you can take advantage of the mega blowout sale and you can get some fantastic products, or the government can take your money for punishment for things that you didn't do and give it to people as recompense for something they never suffered. Oh, it's justice. It's called justice, folks. That's just the way it goes now. Makes you want to scream, doesn't it? All right, we will be welcoming Gerald Celente in the next hour, and he'll be with us as we continue to take your calls. Let's go to Ron in New York right now, who has a very interesting revelation of something that he saw himself. Thanks for calling in, Ron. You're on the air.
Hello, Harrison. I called in a few weeks ago to American Journal on February 26th and spoke with Owen about this very important information that needs to be taken more seriously. On February 24th of 2020, on the same day that Nancy Pelosi was celebrating the Chinese New Year and inviting everyone to Chinatown, at 5:30 in the morning when it was still dark, I saw thousands of drones flying over my house. And it was like, it looked like a light show, like what you see on YouTube for the Chinese New Year. And a few weeks after that, the FAA gave a company here in New York the okay to start spraying crops with drones. And, you know, I'm thinking that these drones are not just up there practicing to deliver packages or practicing for a light show. I'm thinking that it's something much more sinister than that, and it needs to be really investigated.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'd love to see a video of that. It's really amazing. I mean, you know, drones, just like any other technology, can be used for really amazing things, but it can also be totally abused and used to do all sorts of nefarious stuff as well. And it's very concerning the way that the FAA is choosing to control this particular technology. I'd love to also look into that a little bit more. Thanks for the heads up, though, Ron.
There's this company called New Air, N-U-A-I-R. And back in 2018 or 19, Cuomo flew over to Israel and partnered with a bunch of companies to bring this drone program to New York. Mm. And they set up a 50-mile test site over by Syracuse, which is nowhere near my place in Lyons. So they really had no business being over in this area. And I've seen them like a dozen times since then. And they weren't even supposed to be flying at nighttime. So this seems very suspicious, and I think it really needs to be investigated.
Well, keep your phone on you. Next time you see the drones, try to get a video of it, and if you send it in, we'll definitely make sure to air it. And
I don't have a smartphone.
Oh, well.
Lots of reasons.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe just grab a camcorder or something and see if you can upload it that way. Thanks so much for the call, Ron. I want to get to one more call before we go. It's Matthew in Ohio. Thank you for calling in, Matthew. Talk about vaccine regret. You are on the air, sir.
Hey, Harrison. Good morning. I was calling. I had a couple questions real fast. Pretty much my whole family has been vaccinated at this point, and it's a damn shame, and it breaks my heart. And it's almost now where the only one that's really kind of come to terms with feeling, because it's been over months that she's had, is my mother. And I just had a couple of quick questions, I guess, for you. I don't know if you knew personally or if you had heard any information about. It seems like she had, like, some dental work done right before and that's like not healed. It's almost getting worse. And I don't know if that could be some kind of, you know, reaction because it's, you know, with the RNA and whatnot. As far as that goes, because that kind of got her thinking where it's been over a month, and she's like, you know, why the hell is my tooth hurting? And I'm like, what? Oh, now you want my advice. So it just like with that, and then my grandmother tore her MCL, and then my grandfather, who, if you know him, he's a Navy pilot, flew in Vietnam, complete badass. And he has been, like, not leaving the living room for, like, 3 weeks. I know they say, you know, he's 77, blah, 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 he's older, but, like, you know, he works out 4 or 5 times a week, runs for, like, 40 years plus, so... A lot of these things just had me concerned. And my final point real fast was how they're creating these vaccine vectors within themselves, people that have taken this gene therapy. And my question, I guess, almost two-part. I'm understanding that they're going to create these different viruses. They're going to go throughout the community of vaccinated people or, you know, what they're calling the vaccine. But I was kind of thinking this last night. If they create some kind of, you know, mutation or whatever, and I get, like, a cold and it doesn't really affect me besides me having, like, a, you know, a stuffy nose, could I then pass it back to them, and because their body's all muffed up, that caused some reaction as well? I was just kind of just some points I was thinking about.
Yeah, I mean, this is the suspicious thing about the vaccine is the number of side effects that we're seeing and the variation in the side effects. It really makes you question, you know, what the hell they're doing and what, you know, what effects it could have down the road or what effects it's even having just right now. I mean, you're seeing everything from blood clots to like brain hemorrhaging to the Bell's palsy to death to just like crazy. But my friend had his mom got a vaccine and it was like it left like a cross mark on her arm that was like had a red circle around it. I mean, you know, it's just what is it that you're injecting into your body that can have this incredible number of disseparate effects. I mean, usually a vaccine side effect, maybe it'll make you a little nauseous. It'll make you a little dizzy, you know, something like it'll put a little red mark on your arm. But the number of effects, side effects that we're seeing now is just like throughout the entire body. It's, you know, brain side effect, you know, things that are happening to people's brains, things are happening to their spinal cords. You have people in Australia testing positive for HIV after getting this. I mean, it's just, it's untested water. It's unknown water. It's uncharted water. It's untested technology. And they're mandating it. And they're telling you, you have to get this. And if you don't, you won't be allowed to buy or sell or get on airplanes. It's totally unconscionable. And yet this is happening across the board. So, yeah, it's not surprising me that it's like, okay, your dental work won't heal if you get the vaccine. It's like, okay, what else will it do? Because clearly this isn't your typical vaccine. In fact, it's a vaccine unlike any other vaccine that's ever been created in the history of the world. Something, again, that we were talking about a year ago, you know, before people were even really talking about vaccines, we were pointing out there has never been a vaccine for an RNA virus, and an mRNA vaccine has never been created in the history of the world. You'd think it would have been, you know, for things like the common cold, but you couldn't cure the common cold because it was an RNA virus. And yet now, you know, in less than 1 year, we have a virus that's rolled out and that you have to take and that they haven't tested for, you know, the required time to approve it. And yet, if you don't take it, you won't be allowed to participate in life. I mean, it's a scam. It's a total scam.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun.
fact you speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you. Because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
One of the top stories in the UK right now is the tragic disappearance and likely murder of a 33-year-old woman called Sarah Everard. Everard went missing last week after she left her friend's house in Clapham, London, after 9 p.m. on her way home to Brixton. Now, it goes without saying that this is a terrible occurrence and the person responsible should be brought to justice and locked up forever. But the response to this on social media once again highlights the complete disconnect between how people perceive the world to be and how it really is. The dominant narrative being pushed by the loudest voices is that the burden of blame for Everard's disappearance lies not necessarily just with the perpetrator, but with all men in general. A Green Party politician even got up in front of the House of Lords and claimed that all men should be put under a 6 p.m. curfew.
I would argue that at the next opportunity for any bill that's appropriate, I might actually put in an amendment to create a curfew for men on the streets after 6 p.m, which I feel would make women a lot safer, and discrimination of all kinds would be lessened.
The hashtag #NotAllMen also began trending before it was soon dominated by MeToo advocates and male feminists, many of whom have hijacked the tragedy to create yet more division between the sexes. If your response to the Sarah Everard case is to say not all men, then you're part of the problem. Do we really have to raise our daughters to be careful to walk home at night because they might get murdered? This is a man problem. We need to own it, challenge it, and change it. No, it's not a man problem. It's a murderer problem. It's a violent crime problem. It's a policing problem. And it's a self-defense problem. Do you really think would-be murderers are going to be prevented from murdering if you just tell them not to murder? Murder is wrong. Don't do it. Oh, okay then. Should we tell our daughters not to walk alone late at night through dangerous areas of London where sexual assaults, acid attacks, stabbings and murders are becoming commonplace? Yes! That's not victim blaming. That's not misogyny. That's pure common sense. There are no safe spaces in the real world. The real world is a dangerous place. We have an entire generation of people who have been re-educated to think that the biggest threat they'll face in life is mean words on the internet. That's why they're so shocked when reality jolts them with a sobering reminder of the actual threats. And thanks to the lockdown policies that many of these people overwhelmingly support, while people are being stabbed to death in Croydon, while women are being abducted off the streets in Clapham, where are the police? Breaking up house parties, handing out fines to people for sitting on benches. Meanwhile, while knife crime surges to all-time highs, women aren't even legally allowed in the UK to carry pepper spray. The blue check marks will grandstand until they're blue in the face about how much concern they have for defenceless women. But when you suggest allowing women to be armed to fend off dangerous attackers, oh no, we can't have that. A woman in the UK caught carrying pepper spray will face the same legal penalty as carrying a gun. That's utter nonsense. If you really want to protect women, stop criminalising self-defence. This will reduce the risk of attacks from day one to an infinitely greater degree than moral panics, vigils, or hashtags that blame an entire gender. But they're never gonna do it. It's a fact that women in the UK are stalked, harassed, followed home, and in the worst cases, abducted and killed. But it's also a fact that the law offers them no sufficient legal means of protecting themselves. So the law needs to change. Violent criminals aren't going to be deterred by social media outrage. Many of them will be deterred by a blast of caustic chemicals to the face. The horrific irony here is that many of these people whose knee-jerk reaction to these kind of tragedies is to blame toxic masculinity will vote for the same parties who enact the same policies that put women at greater risk. After over 1,000 women were molested and raped in Cologne on New Year's Eve 2015, almost entirely by North African migrants, how did feminists react? Did they go nuclear on social media? Did they demand curfews? Did they demand border controls, better integration? No. They went
the
to
world
the
is a dangerous place, folks. That is the video title by Paul Joseph Watson. Share it now at Infowars.com and band.video. Gerald Salente joins me on the other side, taking your calls and more. We'll be right back.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air, about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalist, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They've tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Trends Journal is the publication. TrendsJournal.com is the website. The man, the forecaster, is Gerald Salente, and I'm so happy to welcome him to the show once again. You can follow him on Twitter at Gerald Salente, or, of course, visit TrendsJournal.com. Welcome to the show, Mr. Salente.
Well, thanks for having me on, Harrison.
Quite a bit of insanity going on, like always, like every time you're on the program here. It's just a deluge of madness. Of course, the latest Trends Journal has a – I love the cover that the crew had up a second ago, where you're seeing the weighing of our freedom versus the power, money, and control that can come from our subjugation. It says so much with so little, and this is, of course, the crux of the COVID-19 war. What can people expect to find in that Trends Journal latest edition?
There's so much in it, from geopolitics, what's going on, and again, most people don't care, but it's a big issue. What's going on in Myanmar and Thailand and sure. Uganda and Senegal? You have youth revolutions going on. The young people have had it. They have no future, and they know they're shafted. And they're taking to the streets and fighting against the establishment. And it's going to keep continuing to spread. This COVID war has destroyed the lives of hundreds of millions of people and the lives and livelihoods. And we're going to see this continuing to escalate. What people don't realize is that there were protests going on before the COVID war broke out in 2020. Oh, you had them going on in Lebanon, in Chile, in Bolivia, in Peru. You had them going on in South Africa, Hong Kong, of course. And people fighting against poverty, inequality, corruption, violence. And this is just the beginning now because the global economy has been shut down. Oh, you have a border problem on in the United States? I can't figure it out. You mean as the there's no tourism anymore, as the businesses have been destroyed and people are seeking refuge in other places? And it's not only in the United States. They're flooding through Europe. It's every day you pick up the paper. Well, you read the news. There's no papers anymore. And, how many boats sink with migrants, drowning. Mm. And so they're escaping all of this violence going on around the particularly Africa. Again, it's Ethiopia, Sudan, Somalia, one place after another. And Senegal. And so those are the kind of things we also write about. Besides what's going on in the economy, where we see growth, where we see declines, and of course, the lies of the COVID war. You know, I have one of our stories that we did this week, and it's a weekly, you know, is about how they've stopped the vaccinations in Europe with the AstraZeneca vaccinations, right?
Something like 20 countries, yeah.
Yeah, so now this is from March 10th. This is from the Herald, one of the biggest newspapers in Australia. You ready? Doctors, healthcare workers to be punished for anti-vax COVID claims. First of all, I'd say, hey, look, you little piece of crap. Who the hell are you to punish me if I don't agree with the crap that you're shoving down my throat? You get punished. And that's what the world has become. It goes back to the cover of the magazine. You get punished for not believing the crap they shove down your throat. So now, doctors, nurses, pharmacists who spread COVID anti-vaccination claims will face harsh penalties, including being stripped of their ability to practice by the medical watchdog. The National Medical Boards and the Australian Health Practitioner Regulatory Agency released a joint directive warning healthcare practitioners that they risk regulatory action if they spout false and deceptive misinformation to patients or on social media that could undermine, you ready? The national vaccination program as the AstraZeneca vaccine rollout begins. The AstraZeneca vote, they just stopped using it in Europe. And I got some little piece of crap telling me that if I'm anybody that says, oh, no, don't use this thing because it's causing blood clots and all these other problems. No, no, you are fined, you're punished, and you are stripped. Hey, Cuomo would like that strip part. Oh, no, I stripped of their ability to practice. Okay.
He'd right. like that, too, though. So, you know, he'd be in favor of stripping them for the right to practice. But the amazing thing to me about that is it's telling doctors and practitioners that they're not allowed to report this, which means if they are, say, giving out the AstraZeneca vaccine and they notice, hey, 30% of these people are having some sort of major side effect and they bring that up, that could no doubt be, you know, portrayed as, oh, you're spreading misinformation. You're trying to scare people away from this. So it's really telling the doctors and the practitioners of this, conceal any negative side effects from the AstraZeneca vaccine or else you might cause fear. Right. I mean, am I hearing that correctly?
Yeah. Again, this is, I mean, here they are telling you can't do it while they're closing it down in Europe. And this is, everybody understand this. Get this in your head, everybody. When you call the National Medical, the Australian Health Practitioners Regulatory Agency, these are a bunch of little scum bureaucrats.
Right.
Bureaucrats. Get it in your head, everybody. The crap heads and the bureaucrats are little low-life pieces of garbage that can't get a real job in the world. So they suck into the political system and become a part of that whole corrupt organization. You got it? Look at the freaks running the show. Hey, what happened to Lola? I don't see Lola anymore over there. What's his or her name? That guy, Rachel Levin, that used to be the...
Lola, exactly. Yeah, from Pennsylvania.
And then Trump made her the head of the United States,
sector,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
How come I don't... Anyway, I got to listen to this thing that got more chins than Chinatown? Look at the shape of this clown telling me about health. Oh, by the way, there it is. There it is. And look at these little clowns doing this hand job. I got one for you. Could you get the middle finger up you know what? Yeah, you gotta do this. Yeah. You ever see the? You know, this is the 21st century. You can put what they're saying over there. I gotta pay for some crap head doing this kind of. What a freak show we're living in!
It's totally
first
insane.
First book
What's
I worked
this?
On, Natural Healing, 1984, before anybody was talking about this, a Warner book. And I got these little pieces of scum telling me what's going on. I have an honorary doctorate from the National University of Health Sciences for the work I've done in complementary and integrated medicine. And I got a bunch of jerks like this. One clown after another. Look at the one you got over there in Los Angeles, that woman. I mean, she looks
Skeletor.
Like a ghost.
Yeah. She most unhealthy people in the world in charge of our health right now. An obese transgender woman in charge of bodily health and mental health. It's beyond clown world. I mean, it's beyond anything I've ever seen. I wanted to point out one of the tweets that you put out recently. We still hear nothing from political leaders, their health experts, or mainstream media about the most natural, self-controlling safety feature against any virus, which is keeping one's immune system strong through healthy eating, exercise, and activities that bring joy and beauty in life. It's absolutely correct. You don't hear about vitamins. You don't hear about exercise. No. It's all vaccine. It's all pharmaceutical talking points, one after another. It's absurd.
I would correct you on what you said. You call it pharmaceutical talking points. They're drug dealers.
Right.
They use the word pharmaceutical. They're drug dealers.
Yeah,
look
absolutely.
At the ads they run on TV. Only America and New Zealand are allowed to run those drug ads because of that slimy piece of low-life, garbage, murderous, crap, scumbag, Bill Clinton.
Yeah, and they're at the top of the list. If you look at CNN, who advertise on CNN and Fox and all these others, it's always the drug dealers at the very, very top. More with Gerald Clinton on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt. Get some supplements because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all of these are selling out except for BrainForce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the Vaso Beats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emmerich's Essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emmerich's Essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months, but despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have, being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists, don't worship the NFL, don't worship all the things of the system, but worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness, and appreciate free speech while you still have it, while you still have it.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. You're watching American Journal on Infowars.com, band.video. My guest is Gerald Celente. You can follow him on Twitter, at Gerald Celente. Or you can go to trendsjournal.com to get the latest edition of the Trends Journal, where he helps to understand where we are, where we're going, and how we got here in the first place. I guess my question to you, Mr. Celente, is it becoming easier or more difficult to predict trends? Because it seems like so much of what used to go on in the back rooms and the shadows, and they wouldn't tell you what they were up to. Now they're just out in the open and they're just doing it. And they're just laying it on the table and saying, here's what we're doing. Like it or not, we're in charge now. We're in power and we're going to do whatever the hell we please. At the same time, you have all of these, as you pointed out, in Australia, they're putting gag orders on the medical community saying you're not allowed to report issues with the AstraZeneca vaccine. The border officials are now under an unofficial gag order. You have people removed from the internet for telling the truth about certain things that go against the globalist narrative. So there's got to be an aspect that it becomes a little bit more difficult to predict things if people aren't able to speak and be open about it. So the question is, you know, as we move into this brave new world, are things becoming more predictable as the trends, become more apparent, or is it becoming less predictable because sort of anything could happen because people in control now, as you point out, are just bureaucrats with no, reason to be consistent whatsoever. More difficult, moving forward.
It's I'd say it's the same. It's just a different time in the sense that it's so clear right now, but most people are not tuned into what's going on. I mean, I talk to young people, old people, all different ages, and they have no idea the facts that are going on. They're brainwashed by sound bites.
Yeah.
And what the big thing is, how we have lost our freedom in front of our eyes. And, I was listening to Paul Joseph Watson before talking about what's going on in the UK.
Right.
And how also they're passing more and more of these laws that are going to give the police more and more power over the people. And as he said, here they are, they're breaking up things for, people just having parties, the COVID cops, these little tough boys dressed up in their military drag, I can't stand those little clowns.
Look at we did a whole thing. Was it this week or last week? I mean, time flows together, but all of the protest in the Netherlands and Denmark, where you have these black clad, like mask wearing officers just beating people in the head with batons. I mean, absolutely brutal. And yet they feel justified. I mean, look at this. Bashing people, putting sticking dogs on people, and the people are gripping the dog's ears, trying not to get their face bitten, while police are bashing them in the back of the head. I mean, the brutality that these people feel justified in exerting is unbelievable now.
I know. And again, here's the deal. I'm up here in Kingston. I had a big rally, the 4th of July rally against, it was the biggest one that was going on at the time last year when no one was doing this. And the Kingston police up here aren't like these guys.
Right.
They're very respectful because they're all locals.
Mm.
And so they're not these little boys. And with these little clowns like you were just showing over there, when you call these guys out, man to man, one to one, they wouldn't know whether they're, I can't say the words, but they wouldn't know what to do
right.
if you called them out. But here they are, with all their guys around them and the dogs, now they're really tough, you know? They're disgusting. They're disgusting. So going back to what's going on, here's the bottom line, Harrison. It's the Chinese century.
Hmm.
The Chinese have taken over. You think about the Yuan, it broke out in the Yuan province, the virus. And I don't mean this to be anti-Asian at all. I'm disgusted with that crap, too. You're blaming the Asian people for this, and you see the violence going on. How stupid. I'm saying the Chinese government's a different trip, man. This is communism.
Mm.
The communist government. And in China, you have no rights. And China's building a nightmarish surveillance system, you know, with cameras checking the emotions, the everything of everybody.
Yeah.
So you put this all together now. They couldn't stop the Hong Kong riots back a year ago. I used to be on Hong Kong TV frequently during the whole Hong Kong protests.
Right.
And, you know, you take a break and I talk to the guys, you know, the reporter. I said, so what's going on over there? We're not stopping. We're fighting. We're not going to let the Chinese take over. When the virus broke out, the Chinese locked down Hong Kong, and that was the end of it.
Right.
They passed the Security Act. That's the end of it. Finished. China's in full control. The business of America has been war. The business of China's business. China is taking over the world. I talked about what's going on in Africa before. It's Chinese.
Right.
The Chinese are a Belt and Road Initiative. The Chinese are in Latin America. The Chinese are everywhere. They are taking over, and we have become the Chinese way. We have no freedoms anymore. We are told what to do, how to do it, when to do it. You will obey, and you will not question anybody. Because you are now banned from all the social media, you are not allowed to say anything that you want to say. So when you ask me what the future looks like, this is what it looks like, what you're showing right now.
And it is,
and,
it, it's all
and to
about,
show that picture just clearly, it was a place called Washington, D.C. on Inauguration Day.
Yeah,
it
right.
looked like that, didn't it?
Right, exactly. And it still does, and it will for the foreseeable future with military guards, tall metal fences with barbed wire around to protect, you know, our upstanding, you know, very credible and respectable leadership from the rabble rousers down here on planet Earth. I mean, it is all about freedom, right? It's all about restricting control, and it doesn't matter to these people which way they do it. In China, they can just, you know, they don't have a history of rebellion and wanting to stand up against the power, so they just exert it with an iron fist, and that's great, and that's fine for them, according to these people. Here in America, they have to do it a more subtle way. They have to convince you that it's good for you. But at the end of the day, it's all about whether they can control you or not. And, you know, they're happy to allow the Chinese system to sort of sweep in and take over because it's proven to be incredibly effective and efficient at keeping its population under control. And that at the end of the day is what they want. They want no questions asked about their actions, and they want no rebellion against their dictates, however they get it, however they need to exert that power. Isn't that right?
You nailed it. You nailed it 100%. It's all about freedom, and it's all about us losing it. It's gone. It's gone. Mm-hmm. And there's no freedom anymore.
Yeah. And as you point out, China aggressively colonizing Africa right now. I mean, nobody's talking about that whatsoever. You have this incredibly militaristic, society where they have, you know, no liberalities whatsoever. I mean, you have all these people on the left that call themselves liberals, and yet they're going hand in hand with China that'll, you know, execute you for the slightest misstep, the slightest, you know, acting out. And now they're talking about putting China in charge of the global vaccine passport program. Talk about that a little bit on the other side. I wonder if Gerald Celente is in favor of China running the global vaccine passport initiative. Gee, I wonder what he has to say. I actually can't wait to hear what you have to say about that. So we'll be right back on the other side with Gerald Celente. TrendsJournal.com is the website. Go there and find out what's next.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Gimmerick's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the 3 essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. And then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrich Essentials, 50% off and free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Brainforce Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. My guest, Gerald Celente. TrendsJournal.com is where you go to find his work. And I suggest you do if you want to have your finger on the pulse of the world. Here's one headline I really want to get I really want to get Gerald's reaction to. China wants the WHO to let it create and run a global vaccine passport initiative. In a bid to further place people under surveillance on a global scale, China is urging the World Health Organization to let it create and run a global vaccine passport system that will serve as a certificate for international travel amid other purposes. Mr. Salente, give China the keys to international travel. What's your opinion on this? Yay or nay?
Yeah, of course. I mean, why not? I mean, look, you know, everybody likes to eat those Smithfield foods that we have over here, those big bacon and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know who owns that, right?
Oh.
It's a Chinese company.
No, you don't say.
Yeah. I mean, China's taken over. And again, you could thank Bill Clinton for bringing him into the World Trade Organization. Of course, Biden supported it 100%. You look at China's gross domestic product before they came into the World Trade Organization. They came in, by the way, 2 weeks after 9/11 when no one was paying any attention. That's when they officially came in.
Did they really?
Clinton brought them in 2000. And their GDP level is straight up and, you know, going like this. And then all of a sudden they come into the World Trade Organization and bam, you know, in a couple of years, probably about 5 years, they'll be the world's biggest economy. 7 years. So, yeah, no, this is it's a takeover. It's a total takeover. And the Western nations sold out their people by giving China all the manufacturing, be it heavy industry or high tech, that they needed. They were a third world country before that. They couldn't make crap. And now they own everything. So it's the Chinese way, and you will obey, and that's what's going on. We've lost our rights, and they will be in charge. As I said, they know everything that you do in China. Where you go, you have passes to go everywhere you want. If you can't go out, you can't get a pass. I mean, it's total control in China.
Yeah, and of course, they've had the social credit score, which people have been, trying to ring the alarm about for a long time here in America, you know, especially people like us here at InfoWars and you there at Trends Journal, just saying, hey, you know, this is a horrible thing that they're now trying to enact here. We have a headline from December of last year. Your credit score may be based on your web history, the IMF says. So don't just think this is a communist Chinese program. I mean, it's coming to America one way or another. Mike, a question for you, Mr. Salente. We have war seeming to be breaking out in the Middle East. At the same time, a lot of warlike activity or, you know, the running up to it in China around Taiwan. Every war game that America has played out, you know, on our side where you have one team playing China and one team playing America, China just devastates us. So, I mean, what's going to happen here? Is China just going to start, you know, making moves against places like Taiwan and America's just going to have to stand back and say, oh, well, there's nothing we can do? Or are the people in charge going to embroil us in conflict in China, knowing that we likely will be devastated? I mean, what comes up here?
You know, you summed it up. If we get in conflict with them, we're devastated. Just to make this straight, America hasn't won a war since World War II.
Right.
You know, great job in Afghanistan, lovely in Iraq. Hey, how about Libya? Didn't the Nobel Peace, a crap prize winner, Obama, make a beautiful place out of Libya that was the richest country in Africa and people had more rights than anywhere else that now's a hellhole? Great job. Oh, who was behind that? Oh, if only women were in charge. Oh, Hillary Clinton, Samantha Power, and Susan Rice. Oh, yeah, those three that pushed that war. Yeah, oh, I forgot. Yeah. And anyway, no, China's going to do what they want, and no one's going to stop them. They're going to take over Taiwan. Taiwan will be Chinese. It is Chinese. And again, it only broke apart after World War II. What was it called? Formosa, I think it was called something like that back then. You know, yeah. So, no, the Chinese are, the Americans aren't. It's over. America is over. It's like England after World War One. Yeah. Look what's going on. Look, China, you know what China did during the lockdown, right? You know where they put their money? In building the infrastructure and into small businesses. Some 80% of the GDP in China is small businesses, as opposed to America, where the scum, the low-life scum politicians did away with the Robbins Department Act, Sherman Antitrust Act, Clayton Antitrust Act, and gave us Walmarts. Mm-hmm. You don't have hardware stores anymore. You got Lowe's and Home Depot. No, you don't have stationery stores that little people used to own. Now you have Staples.
Yeah.
Anyway, so as America got sold out and everything went into the hands of the bigs, the Chinese are still building small businesses. Look at their infrastructure. Look at their bullet trains and high-speed trains that they've
incredible.
Been pumping trillions into. And look at the third-world infrastructure in the United States. You take the subway in New York, it's a night in Calcutta.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're exactly – look at the airports they've made, the train stations they build. I mean, they're these beautiful, giant buildings, incredible technology, you know, integrated into it. Meanwhile, you know, we can't get a decent road here. I want to go to some calls because people have some questions for you, Mr. Lente. We have Jefferson in Virginia. Now, we don't have much time before the next break, so, Jefferson, let's keep it short. But you have a question for Mr. Lente. Go ahead.
It's a pleasure to talk to both of you this morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm curious. The biggest growth stocks in the last 20 years have been about cyber surveillance security. So we've invested digitally in our own jail. We have to switch over to a different currency. What do you think the next currency should be based on?
Very good question, Jefferson. Mr. Lente, what's our next currency?
The currency is going to be digital. They're going to come up with it. This whole thing is a fraud. They just what they pump in. I love it. $1.9 trillion. Hey, crap head. How about $99.95? How about $2 trillion? You know, they put this $1.9 trillion. They can't keep pumping all this fake money into it. They just dumped $2 trillion into it. But they're building the deficit beyond the comprehension of ever being able to repay it. They're going to come out with a new currency. They're going to destroy. They're going to come out with a digital currency. They'll know where you spent it, how you spent it, what you spent it on. So the slimy, low-life scum politicians, politics that suck everything out of us mm-hmm. can get all the money they want from us. That's what they're going to do. They're going to do away with the dollar and come up with a new currency, and you'll lose a lot of what you already own.
So, I mean, I know a lot of the draw for Bitcoin was that it could be anonymized or it could be in some way anonymous. But that's not going to be the case with the new digital currency, you're saying?
Yeah, no, it's going to be every nation. China, by the way, is also leading the charge in that.
Mm.
They're going digital already. They've been testing it out now for over a year. So they're going to do just like they took our gold away from us in the Great Depression in 1933. They're going to do the same thing. And the people will buy it like that, just like they march off to the COVID war, put on their masks. Don't forget to wash your hands, sanitize your hands before you masturbate, you know, whatever they want to tell you to do.
It's amazing. Now, what do you think about the, you know, what do you think about the fact that the economists right now are trying to claim that it's confusing and they can't understand why Florida is doing so much better than places like California and New York? I mean, are they blind, stupid, or lying, Gerald?
They're liars.
Oh.
That's who they are. Yeah. They're freaky, low-life pieces of garbage, scum, crap. Oh, I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate at 26 years old. So I've been around. I know what the deal looks like. They're disgusting human beings. I quit after 1 year. Nobody could believe I quit because I wouldn't spend my life sucking up and bowing down to get to the top. That's all they are. They're low-life pieces of scum.
Could not agree more, sir. I think, you know, again, it's like we need to do a stream that's not on the radio so we can use the real words that really describe these people. Scum is a good start. There's another word that starts with an SH that I think fits even better that I can't say on in polite society here. We'll be back with Gerald Lente on the final segment of American Journal. Don't go anywhere, folks.
People are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh, no, it's 3D chess, 5D chess. He's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on with global government and the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that that's real, they want somebody to come save them from it. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed, and now people are going to feel the sting and the pain, the energy cost, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity, because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it. Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered, because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A raising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wildcrafted, organic, and natural products you're going to find anywhere. Whether it's Natural Defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostaguard, or Vasobeats, these are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products that will help you and your family, and at the same time fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all these are selling out except for BrainForce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the Vasobeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emirates Essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emirates Essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months, but despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. Final segment of American Journal. My guest is Gerald Celente, trends forecaster, well-known to the InfoWars community. His Twitter, at Gerald Celente, and the website, trendsjournal.com, where you can sign up for the Trends Journal and receive that publication once a week. I've got some more people on the line who want to ask questions of Gerald, and we'll give them that chance now. John in Pennsylvania, thanks so much for calling in. You are on the air with Gerald Celente.
Yeah. Gerald, I was at that event that you had back in July, and I thought it was really good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Listen, the other caller was talking about money. What do you think about a barter system to combat the, you know, the digital money system that they're bringing in?
Oh, they'll never let it happen, you know. They
why not?
It's total They're in total control. I mean, here, it can't be any clearer. The banksters are running our country. Oh, again, if only a woman was in charge. Oh, what's her name? Janet Yellen? Oh, yeah, where did the Yellen come from? Oh, the Federal Reserve? Wasn't she the chairwoman of the Federal Reserve? Federal is federal is Federal Express. Nothing federal about it. Private banksters is now our Treasury Secretary.
But you don't think that a black market system won't be developed? I do.
No. No, not at all. To a very small extent. Because most people buy into the system and go with it. Again, what's going on right in front of our eyes, the banksters are ahead of the Treasury Department. And they also just brought in another woman from the Federal Reserve that's working with Yellen. They brought in this guy, Lipton, from the International Mafia Monetary Fund that's with the Treasury. You got it right in front of your eyes. The banksters, the murderous banksters are in charge of our government in front of everybody's eyes and the crap that they shove down your throat. Oh, isn't it wonderful that a woman's in charge? Mm. Oh, yeah. I don't care if you're black, white, green, yellow, what your gender is, good and bad comes in all of them. Oh, and I want to make that point clear. I'm sick of hearing that America's a racist nation. A racist nation does not elect a black president. Capisce?
It's yeah. Oh, my God. We spent the whole first 2 hours on the racial issue. It's becoming a completely.
Look at the murderer. How about the guy that held up his little crap of colon? Colin Powell. You know what a colon is. That's where the crap runs down. These are proof that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. And I'm going to send you boys over there to get murdered and murder over 1 million people because I'm Colin Crap Powell. Oh, yeah, what color are you? It doesn't make any difference. Good and bad comes in all races, creeds, and colors. And they keep selling the crap. Anyway, going back to the economy and the digital and bartering, they're in total control and they're going to take over more of our control. It's the Chinese way. You will obey.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, I keep thinking back to that. It was a leaked video of that Chinese professor who was talking about making an offer that a small bookshop owner couldn't refuse. Basically, they wanted to have Xi Jinping have a event at this bookstore in Washington, D.C., and the bookstore owner said, no, I'm not supporting the Chinese communist government. You can't have your event at my store. And the Chinese professor called that arrogant, right? He was like, the arrogance of this store owner. That's maybe it is arrogant, but that's an American's right. It's his store, and if he wants to tell the King of England or the Premier of China or God himself that he's not allowed to come in the store, that's his right as an American, and it's that exact right that the Chinese government sees as arrogance that must be ridden over. And, of course, he used his friends in America to override that person's desire, and they eventually held the event in that bookstore against the owner's wishes by making him an offer he couldn't refuse, like the gangsters that they are. I think that's such a great illustration of how, you know, the Chinese people see Americans, that it's an arrogance that we would be allowed to determine who's allowed to shop in our shops or not.
And going back to the Chinese, you know, and that guy Blinken that they brought in as our Secretary of State.
Yeah.
You know, they were asked him when they were confirming him about the $22 million that Biden got for that, what is it, the University of Pennsylvania's little thing over there,
right,
from China. Who are the people in China that gave it to him, the money? And they never answered the question. Mm. $22 million is chump change compared to the way they sold out the country. And you buy off politicians very cheaply because they never work a day in their life, so they can get bored off very quickly. You know, I just want to mention something quick about the economy. There's going to be an economic boom. There's no question about it because of the money being shoved in. It's going to look like everything is okay as long as the equity markets stay strong, which are artificially propped up. PE ratios are way out of line, and they just keep going up. The reality is not going to hit Main Street until Wall Street crashes. That's the bottom line. The greatest depression's begun. What's been lost is lost. It's not coming. What did they lose? Over $1 trillion in tourism just in the United States this year.
Right.
Yeah. So that's not coming back. All the businesses that are closed down. New York is a ghost town. Filthy. Filthy, graffiti, New York City. The restaurants that are gone aren't coming back. The businesses that closed down aren't coming back. Do you know the office occupancy rate in New York City is 14%? All the businesses that depended on commuters, gone, finished. Mm. I'm mentioning this because the reality on Main Street is dead street in most of the country. So it's not coming back. There's no connection between Main Street and Wall Street. It's going to be a reality only when Wall Street crashes, and they're going to do everything they can to prevent Wall Street from crashing.
How long do you think that can perpetuate? I mean,
they make up crap that you can't imagine. I thought it would end in 2012. They didn't teach me about quantitative easing, zero negative interest rate policy in graduate school or economics 101. They make up any crap they want. Now look what they've done. They just closed down Italy again.
Mm.
They're closing down France again. They're closing down one country after another again. The devastation that this has caused to people, it's beyond the imagination. So anyway, that's just to put that into perspective. And I still see gold and silver being, regardless of where the cryptocurrencies are going, and the reason gold and silver aren't going up as much is because so much money is going into the cryptocurrencies.
Mm.
But they're going to do everything they can to stop those when they come out with their own.
So
that's the danger ahead.
I read a headline yesterday or today saying it's gold's time to shine, and basically gold was set to rocket up in price and be a really valuable commodity. Do you see that happening?
Yes, it will be, because it's again, the cryptos are going to be stopped by the governments at some point when they get into their own.
Mm.
They're not going to have competition. And gold, you're still seeing central banks buying gold.
Oh, my gosh. It's incredible. You know, here in Austin, it's like a small family cannot afford a house. They just cannot afford a house. Two really well-paying jobs, and yet they cannot afford a down payment, because you go and put an offer in on a house, you find out somebody else has given a cash offer that's $250,000 higher than what you offered.
Wow.
Meanwhile, the streets are just littered with homeless people, and the camps are becoming ever larger that you see. I mean, is this just the Californication of the United States, where you just have a permanent, completely broke underclass living on the streets, while even to just afford a small house, you have to be a millionaire?
Absolutely. That's the way. It's going down. It's going down big time. Again, the little people. Look, once you're no longer collecting unemployment, they don't even count you as unemployed anymore.
Right.
I mean, those are the numbers, how they lie. And good for the real numbers, by the way, on economy with unemployment and inflation. Shadow Stats is where I go, to John Williams Shadow Stats. And when you're looking at unemployment and inflation, they're way beyond what America is, they're telling us in the mainstream media. They want to keep the inflation numbers down low because Social Security goes up when inflation goes up. So it's artificially rigged. Another slimy Biden, Trump, Clinton, they're the ones that re-rigged the inflation numbers, not to make them look high.
It's like living in the Matrix. I mean, everything we know is just completely fabricated from thin air by, well, frankly, people who hate us and are seeking our destruction and are becoming more and more capable at achieving it. Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Salente. Gerald Salente, trendsjournal.com, on Twitter, at Gerald Salente. Always entertaining, always fun, always bad news these days. But, hey, that's just the reality that we're in, I guess. Thanks for being with us, folks.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. Gimmerick's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. And then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrich Essentials, 50% off. And free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Brain Force Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.